Hogs Top Hour, I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Is it ethical to be in your in someone else's girlfriend's dreams? Probably not. You know, they're not cock-hungry wenches like they are on the pictures I've seen on the internet. Goodness, they can't get enough of it on there. Sun stories. I like this. This is a bit dark, this one. My brother's friend has been learning about facial features and how they're passed on in families. This has raised two problems. Bloody hell, it's dangerous. Knowledge is danger. You know, goodness. First, my brother has a cleft chin. The fuck's a cleft chin? Is it one of those bum Steve Davis bum chins? I just thought you got that through over-usage of the snooker cue on chin area. He says, anyway, his brother's got a cleft chin and neither of my parents has. My brother now thinks he may have been adopted. Brilliant. God, I mean, bloody hell, the bloke probably only read, like, a couple of chapters of some book, and now he's destroyed a family with his knowledge of cleft bum chins. That's a good word, cleft, by the way, isn't it? You have to... quite amusing connotation to it. And then now, he says, second, before my wife and I tried for kids, she had an affair. Our son, now four, has blue eyes, while ours are brown. Does this mean I'm not the real father? Our facial features inherited. And of all the people to ask about this, the fuck does Deirdre know about cleft chins and blue and brown eyes? She doesn't deal with that kind of stuff in the bloody sun. It's usually shagging your bloody boyfriends. Shagging your boyfriends. It's usually about that. Or shagging your mum's bloody niece or something daft. Or your dad's sharking in on your bloody girlfriend. God, I tell you, if that kind of thing did happen, you'd just go, well, fuck this. I'm not going out. If you want to go out with him, look at him. He's a disgrace. That's bloody dad. No one fancies that my dad, for God's sake. You're the only other one. You're the only one to fancy him for about fucking 40 years. What's wrong with you? Go piss off. God, I've had enough of you. Go on. Is it ethical to be in someone else's girlfriend's dreams? Probably not.
You know, they're not cock-hungry wenches like they are on the pictures I've seen on the internet. Goodness, they can't get enough of it on there.
I was just walking, and then this woman come up with a little dog on the lead, or a fairly big dog, actually. And so I put my hand up. I put it, say, excuse me, miss. Put my hand down for the dog to have a sniff. And she goes, oh, he thinks everyone's his friend. And I thought, oh, that's lovely. Then the bastard dribbled on me. On my trousers. And I thought, well, if that's the way he treats his bloody friends, and how are we friends? I've hardly even met. I don't even know his name. And that's the kind of rule. You don't dribble on people if you don't know their name. Because you're not friends yet. And you shouldn't be dribbling on strangers. You stick to that rule and you won't go far wrong in life.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
News nugget. Queen says sorry to girl six. Now that's a tasty little headline, isn't it? What's the Queen saying sorry for? Well, she's apologising because the Cornish girl wrote to the Queen after being bitten by a swan, and then she received a written apology from the Queen. Quite why the Queen set a swan on a six-year-old girl is not yet clear. But that should be stopped, shouldn't it? Bloody the royals hunting poor folk with their bloody killer swans. Disgraceful. What, they settle a hound of beagles on her as well, eh? Of corgis biting three-year-olds. I mean, it makes me sick. Surprised she wasn't after some kind of compensation. The world we live in today, hey? On a serious note, I think people should have... forget guard dogs. Get a couple of guard swans. Whoa! No one's breaking in there. They are mean-looking mothers. And a few geese as well. Shit! Everyone bring up that useless figure that he could break your arm with his wing. Is it? Have you ever met anyone with a broken arm? You say, how'd you get that? Yeah, swan did it. Really? Bloody hell. I thought that was just a myth. Yep, so she was in Cornwall. She was on some kind of walk. She got pecked by the swan. The sun always put in these bizarre facts. She was pecked on the walk with her dad, Paul, 39. What's his age got to do with anything? And then his mum, Rachel, 36. What? Why? Is that any relevant? Why don't you give her boob size as well? Just because that'll be an extra information. Rachel, mum 36, said afterwards she asked me who owned the swans. She wanted to tell them off for being naughty. We never thought we'd get a reply from the Queen. And Alicia said it was exciting. I don't want to ruin your little dream here. That wasn't the Queen. She just got some flunky to write it. Yeah, got corgis to do it. Woo! Top deck. Placebo effect. One top deck. You're like, whoa, I am smashed. Woo! I read on the internet this week, if you were to do stand-up or a speech, whatever, you should start off with the line, how am I doing so far, as soon as you walk on. On this, the article on the internet said, the place will crack up. See, I could imagine myself doing that and just stony silence, or someone shouting, crap! And I'd curse the internet. See, the internet, it's not, it's, you've got to watch out for it, because a lot of the stuff on there isn't, it's not totally true, you know. A lot of bloody spurious shit comes out of there. Because, I mean, in reality, you know, women aren't cum-guzzling sluts. They're not, really. You see them, most of them, maybe in your office. Family and friends, they're not like that, are they? You know, they're not cock-hungry wenches like they are on the pictures I've seen on the internet. Goodness, they can't get enough of it on there. In real, you watch that and think, wee, I'll just walk down the street and probably get attacked by a group of, a bevy of women, hungry for loving. You, in real life, you could hardly find any of the buggers to even touch it and give it a little stroke. You've got to be careful. You just got to realise everything on the internet, it's not all true. Take it with a pinch of salt. Not the internet, not my penis, obviously. It's not a bloody... That's a pleasure stick. Not a bloody shot of tequila, love, eh? Oh, how many people, eh, refer to their penis as a pleasure stick? Not enough, that's what I reckon. Could also be known as a reproductive wand. You don't dribble on people if you don't know their name, because you're not friends yet, and you shouldn't be dribbling on strangers. You stick to that rule, and you won't go far wrong in life. Ask story! Right, my mate was out the other week, and he pulled this chick, who he said in his drunken kind of thoughts was pretty hot. So he's like, yes. He was pretty happy, and then the next day, they'd swap numbers. The next day, they'd sent a couple of texts. And then she sent him the text saying, do you want me to send you some sexy pics? And he was like, what the fuck does that mean? And instead of thinking, yeah, I'm going to get some hot pictures of this hot girl, yippee, bring it on, baby. He was like, what kind of a sexy pic? What are you doing in it? Are you naked? See, he wasn't thinking about, oh, a sexy pic. He was thinking, shit, do I have to send one back? Did we have to exchange a sexy pics? I mean, I haven't got any to hand. What is a sexy pic for a bloke? Is that just a picture of the knob or what? So, anyway, she didn't really wait for a response. She just sent a picture. And it was her in a kind of sexy lingerie type, knickers and bra, really. And then he sort of, he got them and thought, oh, yes. But then it was like, And he looked down, because he's kind of like, thought, little chubby belly and thought, And he's kind of Marks and Spencer's, well, I'd say Marks, just to give you an image, but they were kind of like boxer shorts. And he thought, he's taking a picture of me in my pants, boxer shorts, sexy. I don't think this sexy picture swapping thing's going to work, really. I'm going to have to nip this in the bud right now. I mean, if any, God, you'd send your sexy pictures off and they'd probably start laughing. And what I mean, then, do you want to risk having sexy pictures of yourself possibly floating around the internet? It's not really something that appeals to me. Oh, yeah, Now, the talk of people shitting themselves reminds me of a story I recall. I think one of my old places of work, someone, now saying it back makes it sound a bit peculiar, but at the time it seemed oh so normal. Yes, what could be slightly wrong about it didn't cross anyone's mind. But what happened is someone went to the toilet and then he came back out a bit excited, which is not that unusual. It is, I'm joking. He came excited, he said, fucking hell, someone has done the biggest turd I've ever seen, and they've just left it in the toilet without any toilet paper. And he said, it is a fucking dreadnought. It is massive. It wasn't the length that got everyone, it was the girth. It was just a big, round, bloody shit. It wasn't bloody, it was just a big, round shit. maybe wiped the blood away, I don't know. But it was just massive. And it, people kind of winced when they saw the size of the monster. And we thought that... So we took a picture... I didn't take a picture of it. Skippy, the Australian, took a picture of it, and then we posted it on some Rate My Poo website. But just looking back, you think, that's a little bit unusual to do those kind of things at work, isn't it? Or does everyone do that kind of shit? I've described it quite well here. Someone was so impressed with the size and girth of the brown monster that instead of breaking his back and flushing the foul beast away, he decided to tell everyone else that one of the toilets had in its possession either a large fragment of sizable brown stick or someone had laid one of the most impressive shits in living memory. Dunny says, I can't remember who spotted it. Maybe it was that vegetarian. I had him down as being the deliverer. But the most impressive thing about it was that it was still floating despite the the size and sturdiness of a brick. The host replied, I only had a fleeting glimpse of the specimen firsthand, but the picture was in glorious technicolor detail. I still remember to this day there was distinctive pieces of red pepper. Red pepper peppered throughout the brown baton. And Mr. C replies, well, you had to make your own entertainment in those days. And Dunny comes back with, that's perfectly normal behaviour in Australia. Bloody animals, bloody animals, I tell you.
Lanty, 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 it's very goody. Always have to have that in your pocket. Second largest mountain in Europe. Don't get caught jaywalking or you will be arrested. 250 is not defined. Don't eat the cake because it's all made of meat.
Oscar's gonna tell you something now.
News nugget. On the radio, they're talking about the problem with binge drinking for kids. And they want to change the age to 21 in off licences. Well, just thought about this, though. Is binge drinking for kids a problem? Who does it affect, actually? I mean, do you see kids binge drinking when you go past schools? They're all there. Is that Ribena? Or is it a cheeky Vimto with port and stuff in there? And what is the problem? What are the problems with this exactly? Pretty much bugger all, as I can. I mean, does it affect me? No. Who does it affect exactly? Bugger all. I mean, you go out. When I go out binge drinking on the weekend, I can't see any underage kids. I mean, everyone looks bloody young. So how do you spot the underage kids? And are they any more problems than all the binge drinking adults? Not really. I mean, it's quite good. It's the classic kind of parent manoeuvre. You know, you're allowed to binge drink as you barge them out of the way to get to the booze for yourself. I reckon a good solution would be let them buy booze, but it's only like 2%. So they've got to drink like... They won't have time to cause trouble because they'll have to spend all night drinking these weak lagers to get drunk at all. It'd be like they can only buy Top Deck. They've got to drink like 10 million Top Decks to get drunk. Of course, you'll have the Top Deck placebo effect like you had when you were like about 12 and you had one Top Deck. You're like, whoa! Oh, I am smashed! Woo! I mean, the only booze Top Deck has got in is probably someone passed the smell of it over the can and just one little droplet with an eyedropper just to change it to a little brownish colour. But that would bloody sort the problem out. Just have special... they should have special booze for kids where if the owner of the booze seller thinks the person's underage, he should get a similar looking bottle, but it's just got like a quarter of the booze in it. So they don't really get drunk. And they take that booze and put it in the adult's one. Yes! Take that!
Gentlemen, this is...
The Hoskinator!
He's a multi-capable masterpiece. He can squeeze the colour from a ruby or deftly pluck the eye from a living bird. And he's been programmed to enjoy what he does.
Yeah, I found out today that it's illegal to do the Nazi salute and goose step in Germany. Yeah? Wonder if there's any things like that illegal in England? Probably not. Should be illegal to tell old boring war stories. That'd be good.
Professor, I know something has happened, but Have you ever seen
comedy quite as funny as this before?
No, not yet.
Sometimes I wonder, when recording these daft bloody things for the podcast, what would a psychiatrist say if he got it? And they'd say, why did you do this? And I'd say, I haven't got a bloody clue. How, why? Surely there must be some logic there. But then in the same breath, surely there isn't. I mean, can't singing Iggy Pop and You're the Peanut in the Poo on the City's Ripped Backside. Where does that come from? What does it mean? What is the meaning of life? The meaning of life is, you are a peanut, your house is the shit, next to the mole on Iggy Pop's Ripped Backside passenger song. Okay, make some sense of that if you can, eh? Magic. So I get bored driving back by myself with no one to talk to. Although, I don't know if I'd say these things to other people. Yet it's okay to record it and put it up on, I see. Well, if you do understand it, send in an email.
But you got my letter in the sun. No, get paid to go cut my plum. Never swear in front of none. So you bump in a gay bar.
Sun text. These are just a quick burst, quick fire, ready money round. My fancy is go to bed with two women, but I'm not sure my girlfriend's up for it. How do I find two women who are into threesomes? Oh, the age-old question, eh? There he is, his girlfriend, selfishly not wanting to, you know, enter into the threesome. God, I reckon she should come back and say, yeah, I have a threesome. Here's, I met this bloke, Dave. Whoa, what? Deirdre's advice is, only if you don't mind losing your girlfriend and ending up lonely. Another one, can my boyfriend really care about me if he two times me and sleeps with someone else when we've only just got back together again? Do you really need to text Deirdre that one, do you think? You can't, I reckon you must know the answer already. First, my brother has a cleft chin. The fuck's a cleft chin? Is it one of those bum Steve Davis bum chins? I just thought you got that through over-usage of the snooker cue on chin area. I typed in this week the HOSC into the Urban Dictionary, which is a kind of almost like a Wikipedia-type dictionary thing, and people put in urban slang, and then it comes up with a definition. I put in the HOSC. This is very debatable, I have to admit. A HOSC is the action of toilet water splashing your hind end, clearly American, from the gravity-drawn waste existing your bowel system. A HOSC objective is description of something very displeasing, disappointing. See, now I don't know if they heard my HOSC cast. And here's examples of it being used. I got HOSC today whilst taking a dump. HOSC you, go HOSC off. And then it's got another definition. Someone's put HOSC, to wet the cornhole after shitting, wetting of the crack. I didn't realise that the toilet had overflown till I HOSC'd myself. Now I just have to say, that is no. Just no. I mean, you can't, that's rubbish. But no one's ever used that. And who the fuck uses cornhole? What is a cornhole? Bloody Americans, see, they're disparaging my name here. I'm going to change it. Americans. Americans my arse. I did an American, and that's like a really big, fat shit. Hey, should I put that in there? Would you like that, would you? Right, I don't know how I found this one. A dirty HOSC. It's see, it's just so made up. The internet is full of made up stuff. When you have sex in a really smelly room that smells of sex and fart. A smelly room. Now, clearly, about a six-year-old has made that sentence up. I mean, what do you mean? That smells of sex and fart. Surely it would smell of farts. Not, it's just smells of sex and fart. Just one, is it? And then the example is, Johnny said to Chris, mate, I had sex in a dirty HOSC last night. It was foul. I don't think anyone has ever used that, apart from the person who just made that up. Dirty HOSC, jeez. Well, I have often startled myself with a snake-like appearance between my legs. My friend was telling me about a text message he got from this girl he was seeing. And he said, yeah, she sent me this text message saying, I had a dream last night. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. I get here in my girlfriend's dreams all the time. They're the most boring things ever. I mean, what a waste it is. Anyway, to have a dream that's really boring, you're just doing something dull like going to work, but then to bloody tell your boyfriend about it in excruciating detail is not on. When you suffered the boring dream, don't give it on to, pass it on to me, please. And he's saying, well, no, this was quite an interesting dream. I went, oh yeah, tell me more. Was I in it? No, okay, I never met her, so that's all right. Plus, I don't really, is it ethical to be in your girlfriend, in someone else's girlfriend's dreams? Probably not. You want to stop that if you can. Right, anyway, she sent him a text message saying, I had a dream that you were shagging me with your big cock while sucking on my big breasts. And I was like, whoa, that is a good dream. Oh, yes, sir. And I said, and let me guess, because I think initially he wasn't sure whether he wanted to see this girl any longer. And I said, let me guess, did you ring her up and arrange a meeting? And he said, oh, yes, sir. You know what, Hosky? I said, what? I made her dreams become a reality. Beautiful little story, that, isn't it? It'd be like a big juicy shit and all the flies would be coming round. Squaw! Get him! Shit for Britain. And fart loads. Hey, Doctor Who is bracing itself for a religious backlash as Richard Dawkins stars. I mean, what? What motivates these religious people to keep moaning and whinging on about bloody anti-religious people? What, you know, where in the Bible does it say, thou shalt moan and whinge as often as possible against the people who aren't religious? And if they ever appear on Doctor Who, we've come out in storm. Come on, unite, my religious brothers and sisters. We shall stop this evil lord that is Dawkins. Christ, have they got nothing better to do, like have a pray or do some fucking good in the world? Oh no, what are we going to do today? Well, there's some starving Africans. For some reason our god has deemed it not worthy enough to give them all food. We could do that, we could go down, I don't know, do some charity work for the good of the whole planet. Or, what's this? Dawkins on Doctor Who? Right, fuck that, let's go. Get the pickets out, come on, we're going to write some nasty letters. We're going to go and complain to the BBC. I think that should please God today. What? I mean, Jesus, these are people, right, who, in their beliefs, they're going to heaven. Life should be pretty rosy. They should be enjoying it. So what do they do with their time? Looking to see where Dawkins is going to appear next, and if he's on telly, then they're going to bloody complain about it. Come on, why are you wasting your time? Do something a bit more worthwhile. I mean, but on the opposite way round, non-religious people, they're not complaining about bloody songs of praise being on, despite it being crap and very, very boring. Or any religious shows. You don't see us complaining, going, ooh. Oh, I saw the Archbishop of Canterbury's on Doctor Who. Come on, everyone. Pens at the ready. We're going to write some bloody letters about this. We're going to complain like a good un, because there's some, the Pope was on telly again. Disgusting. Get him. I mean, I'm not saying non-religious people are doing anything better. But we're just, at least we're not spending our time whinging and making it a bit more painful for the rest of the people on the world, on the earth, eh? I mean, people slag off Jesus, but give him his fair dues. He never went around moaning and bitching, despite having to wear sandals and have a beard all the time. I mean, that was very embarrassing in school. Big bushy beard, white sandals, all the rest of the kids, they had Nike, or whatever the Nike of the time was, probably Gola. They had Gola, wicked little trainers. Here's Jesus in his sandals, ripped the piss out of him, they did. You know, Jesus, he didn't sit there writing letters to the BBC or complaining, seeing where the Dawkins of the day was. He fucking got out there and did something, you know, walked across water, had a big picnic with some fish and bread, did the old die, born again, die, repeat a few times. You know, he was out there doing stuff, getting the votes in. You know what, you didn't read the Passion of the Bible where Jesus went and protested because the Romans were showing an anti-religious play with lots of swearing in. He didn't get all his little religious buddies to picket the Roman theatre to say and start chanting, we don't want this Jerry Springer crap on here because it depicts God as a bit of a fatty or something. No, he was on. He's being proactive. Hey, let's do a bit of that, religious people. Come on, stop your whinging. Religious backlash.
Killer clowns from outer space.
Holy shit.
shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
News nugget. Man reveals how snake bit his penis. This, of course, has to be one of those bloody Aussies always wandering around, getting themselves bitten by some deadly bloody animal. On the penis, well, you wonder if he was trying it on. He used rum to soothe the pain. He even rang his mum, I love this, look. He even rang his mum to say a final goodbye as he thought he's going to die. Mum, I'm going. G'day there, Ma. I'm off. Bit on the penis by a bloody snake. What a... At that point, though, when you receive the call, you're like, yeah, piss up. Bit on the penis. Good one. Believe you. No, I'm really dying, Ma. Here we go. Yeah. And I got stung on the fanny by a tarantula. You go, ah. He said, I thought I was gone. I thought maybe this is it. Maybe I'm going to cark it. He stopped for a roadside toilet stop in the remote far north Queensland. He added, I squatted down. I reckon I must have nearly sat on his head. As soon as I felt it, I yelled. It really hurt. Yeah, those snake bites often do. Saying that when he'd bitten by one. When it happened, I knew in the back of my mind it was a snake. I seen him coming out from between my legs. Well, I have often startled myself with a snake-like appearance between my legs. Luckily, it was just my huge penis. But, you know, it can give you a bit of a shock sometimes when you see a beast that large. He tried to remain calm as he inspected the damage. He got me about halfway down. I saw fang marks and a bit of blood coming out. Oh, those Aussies. Bloody animals, I tell you. Harder! That's not enough! I need more! Here you go, this is always a nice sight. A bloody gaggle of kids hanging over the bridge as you drive on the motorway. You're thinking, you little bastards, bend up a brick or anything to drop down from there. Thank you very much. Luckily, we're just crawling along. It's the M6 and I'm going home. So that's it. Get all the frickin' cars out. Let's all go slowly. See, I can handle queues in the morning. You're waking up. You're not ready yet. But going home, you just want to get home. You're ready to muck around and slob about or go down the pub or do something. You know, this is my time we're wasting now. Not work's time. If you're late in the morning, fuck it, who cares? If you're late going home, whoa, that's into the husky time. Precious. Don't get much of that.
Leroy Jenkins!
Would like this coming in next.
How come wet dreams are good, but wet farts are bad? Hey, English language is a tricky beast. It's a cruel master. 1 minute wet's good, wet ladies, they're good. Wet fart, bad, bad, bad. You know, you just can't win, can you? This is a subject that not really related. Alan Partridge style, idea for show. Oh, okay. A travel program where they go to each town and visit all the pubs rather than bloody sights and things to do for lads or anyone going out boozing and enjoying themselves. People might think I think crazy thoughts, but I think crazy thoughts think in my head. Hello, I'm Mr. Sperm. Come on, ladies, come and leap on. Get your sperm here, you hot bitches.
I got you.
and it's
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir. You're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the muck-ups.
The size and sturdiness of a brick. Red pepper peppered throughout the brown baton. That's perfectly normal behaviour in Australia. Bloody animals, I tell you! The bastard dribbled on me. I'm in trousers. Oh, how many people they refer to their penis as a pleasure stick? Not enough, that's what I reckon. But your dad's sharking in on your bloody girlfriend. Someone was so impressed with the size and girth of the brown monster that instead of breaking his back and flushing the foul beast away, he decided to tell everyone else that one of the toilets had in his possession either a large fragment of sizable brown stick or someone had laid one of the most impressive shits in living memory. Touch it and give it a little stroke, a reproductive one. Well, I have often started myself with a snake-like appearance between my legs. It is a fucking dreadnought. It is massive. The impressive thing about it was that it was still floating despite the the size and sturdiness of a brick. Is it ethical to be in your girlfriend, in someone else's girlfriend's dreams? Probably not. And I got stung on the fanny by a tarantula. Now the talk of people shitting themselves reminds me of a story. Fucking hell. Someone has done the biggest turd I've ever seen. Now, how do I find two women who are into threesomes? Oh, the age-old question, eh? Having to be blitting on the... Quite why the Queen set a swan on a six-year-old girl is not yet clear. But that should be stopped, shouldn't it? And Mr. C replies, well, you had to make your own entertainment in those days. When I go out binge drinking on the weekend, that smells of sex and fart. Is it ethical to be in your girlfriend, in someone else's girlfriend's dreams? Probably not. You know, they're not cock-hungry wenches like they are on the pictures I've seen on the internet. Goodness, they can't get enough of it on there. Those Aussies. Bloody animals, I tell you. It wasn't the length that got everyone. It was the binge drinking for kids. Woo! Top deck. Placebo effect. One top deck. You're like, whoa, I am smashed. Woo! Pleasure stick. A bloody shot of tequila, love, eh? It was just a big, round, bloody shit. It wasn't bloody, it was just a big, round shit. You might have maybe wiped the blood away, I don't know. To wet the cornhole after shitting. Whoa! That's into my... the husky time. Precious. Don't get much of that. And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah. Brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all. So.